My name is Olivia Quinn. I am 13 years old. I'm with Louis Waters, and we are interviewing
Allison Relier.
Today is May 27th, 2019.
We are in Ryan, New York. Were you or a family member in the military? Where did you or they serve?
I was not in the military, but my grandfather was in the military, and he served during World War II. He left from Newport News, Virginia, and sailed and landed in, he was in the Italian, the European portion of the war, and fought in Italy. He landed first in Sicily, they invaded Sicily, and then he was, his unit was part of a large group of Allied forces who moved from Sicily up the coast to a town called Anzio. And he fought in Anzio, Italy, which is a little bit outside of Rome, mm-hmm. on the coast. And then maybe I'll just do both of them at the same time. My dad, my father, so that was my grandfather. His name's Albert F. Hummelhunts. And then my dad, Samuel Beck Cup, served in Vietnam, and he served in Vietnam and saw active combat, and then served for his whole 4 years of military service. After he came back from Vietnam, he was stationed in Oklahoma.
What led your family member to joining the service? Can you tell me the story?
So my grandfather really wanted to fight in World War II, and he, with the American forces going in late in the war, he had spent a lot of time trying to figure out how he could get into the armed forces. He was only 17 or so when he first decided that that was definitely what he wanted to do. He tried to enlist originally in the Navy, and he wanted to fight in a submarine. So he wanted to be in a group that was in submarines, but he did not pass the health exam for the Navy because he had a heart murmur. And so then he wasn't able to enlist until the US actually went to war and had been fighting for a bit of time and needed more forces. And then the Army started opening up to, you know, they needed more men. And so my grandfather, at this point legally able to fight, he was 18 or 19, and he went to Philadelphia with his mother, my great-grandmother, and enlisted in the Army, and was, you know, immediately brought into the Army, trained, and sent overseas to fight. For my dad, he was a senior in college, and the draft was happening. He was at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, and dating my mom, and his draft number was pulled in October, I think it was 1967. They got engaged really quickly, they got married in December, and he left right after he graduated in June and went to Vietnam, and he was 22 years old when he left. So for him, it was, his number was pulled, it was a draft, but he served proudly, even though it wasn't his own motivation that led him to go.
All right. During their service, do they have any stories of being afraid or?
Yeah, I mean, my grandfather, I think when he was injured in Anzio. His big regret is that he didn't get to fight more. He would have liked to go back after he was injured, but that wasn't possible because he was injured pretty severely. So some shrapnel from a grenade lodged in his shoulder, and he was injured and conscious, and they were helping people out. And the way that it works is when the battle's over, or even over for the day, then all of a sudden, you know, everyone who's injured is aided, regardless of which side they're on. And so he was rescued because they realized he was alive, and he was carried because he couldn't walk, and he went to a hospital or a makeshift hospital in or around Anzio, where the Italian nurses were helping him, and he, they kept asking if his shoulder hurt, if his shoulder hurt, and he said, no, my shoulder doesn't hurt, but you know, I can't feel my legs. And so he wasn't able to walk for quite some time after that. He'd had some nerve and spinal damage, but he learned to say, once he was well enough, sailed back to the United States and was in a wheelchair for a while and then was able eventually to walk again, but he walked with a cane for his whole life. And for my dad, I think Vietnam was always pretty terrifying. The way he describes his service, he does talk about it more openly than a lot of people do. The way he describes his service, he was one of the people who was in the helicopter that flew out ahead of the troops to find out where the enemy was, so it was a very high-risk position, and so I think he always felt in danger. But he luckily survived, and he's very proud of his service and of those who he served with. And I think for him, the scariest thing was probably that his, before he left, his best friend had already been killed. So his friend from high school, who he had, you know, they did a senior trip after they graduated high school in Delaware, and they were best friends, and he must have been a little bit older than my dad's, or just got drafted first, or whatever the case, and my dad went to Vietnam, not only knowing about all the, you know, all the strangers and all the other soldiers who'd been killed, but knowing that one of his best friends had died.
What are your family members' strongest memories from their time in the military? Can you paint a picture for us in words?
I think some of that was probably some of the strongest memories. There's one thing that stands out to me about something my grandfather told me. Going to World War II, so he had never left the country. I don't even know if he'd ever left Pennsylvania, maybe to go to New Jersey or Delaware. So sailing from Virginia to Sicily was quite a journey for someone who was, you know, not even 20 years old. And when they got to Sicily and they were invading, because Italy, they were trying to get, the Allies were trying to get control of Italy again. That's when the Battle of Anzio happened. And when they invaded Sicily, what he remembers and what he described to me was that they had to jump out of a boat. It was what's called an amphibian invasion, as was Anzio. And a lot of his fellow members of the armed forces didn't know how to swim. So not only were some of them killed in battle, but some of them didn't even make it ashore to be part of the attack, and that always struck me as just incredibly tragic. So that's something that I always have an image of that, and I've done some research on it, and it just seems like it was just part of that war, part of that kind of invasion, and but it just seems so heartbreaking.
What sort of lessons have you learned from their stories and things that they have told you? And what lessons have they learned?
I mean, I think it just always, as with so many people, you know, whether you're a veteran yourself or, know veterans well or just follow a lot of war history, it's always a combination of being happy that people have served and lived to tell these stories and sort of, and regretting or resenting or wishing that our world was a place where this didn't have to happen, where people didn't have to risk their lives in order to solve world problems. But overall, my family is very much a patriotic family who really believes strongly in their service, whether it was mandatory or voluntary or active combat or serving in another way. So I guess it's always been a model for me.
Do you know about any of the people your family members were closest with during their service? And like, what was their background?
I mean, my parents got married before my dad left for Vietnam. So, and I might have the years wrong on some of this, I can correct it. Or, but so my parents got married in December before my dad left that summer. So they tell stories, you know, my mom was, she got married when she was 20, and then her husband left to go overseas to a war where people were dying at in huge numbers, and that wasn't supported by the government. And I think that was, or it was supported by the government, wasn't supported by her peers. And I think that was probably very challenging for both of them. But most challenging was just the immediate risk of possibly losing her new husband. But they tell funny stories about, I think my dad got a letter from her, because the mail was all messed up, and my dad got a letter from her saying, you know, my leg healed, so the cast is off, but he hadn't gotten the letter yet that said she'd broken her leg. And they just had other funny stories like that. You know, my dad tells stories about trading, he likes fruitcake, and so one of the stories he tells is about the rations and trading fruitcake for, like, he traded his cigarettes to get more fruitcake. So the other soldiers wanted the cigarettes and he just wanted the fruitcake, which is, neither one seem like things you really want, but I guess when the pickings are slim. And then, you know, my dad talks about his friend who died. My grandfather talks about the people he served with in Anzio. He talks about the nurses who helped him. He talks about the way he was received when he returned back to Pennsylvania. He grew up in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, northeast or north of Philadelphia. So, you know, he talks, and he met my grandmother after the war. But funny enough, my grandmother pulled my grandfather's name as the person, as the soldier she was supposed to write to as part of her church service. They were writing to soldiers during World War II, and she pulled my grandfather's name and was supposed to write him a letter, but somebody else had a soldier's name who I think she liked or was interested in or something, so she traded, and my grandfather never got a letter from the person who was supposed to write to him. But my grandmother always remembered his name then, Albert Hummelhuntz. So when he returned and was injured and, you know, was a member of the same church group, they at some point actually met in person, and she connected the dots. So that's it.
Okay, well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Or?
I don't think so, just that the details might be a little off, but the stories are generally how they've been told to me.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Sure, thank you.